Hey. I got your call. Don't worry. I had nothing to do, so literally didn't even mind coming over. Based on your texts, I could tell that something was bothering you. And I had a feeling you could use a friend tonight, so look what I got. Champagne, your favorite. No one's here, right? Okay, I didn't think so. Oh my God. Your apartment is a mess. There's clothes all over the floor. Empty bottles. Is that a broken plate? Oh no. What happened? You fought with your girlfriend. Really? Well, it looked pretty heated based on that plate. Who broke that? Was it you? It was her. Oh, does she have like anger issues or? Sorry. No, I don't want to make it worse. Look, I'm here for you and I want to hear you out, so. You think the champagne's gonna do you good? I got you. Where's your glasses? Okay, cool. Here, I'll just grab two for us. Sit down, don't even worry about it. I want to hear everything, all the details, what happened between you, all that. But literally, just a few days ago, you guys saw each other and you had your little date by the Christmas tree. What happened now? Oh, really? Okay, so she's receiving texts from somebody. You said it's an anonymous number, but she's been deleting the messages. So you think she's been hiding something from you? Well, that is pretty interesting. I can see why you would be a little, worried about that. Are you sure you didn't overreact? Oh, she did. Yikes. You suspect that she might be talking to someone else? Well, look. The best thing that I can tell you is that you need to trust her. The number one thing in a relationship is trust. If you show her that you don't trust or believe her, she's gonna be a little hurt by that. And she might get a little angrier than usual. So, while I do believe that you have every right to feel that way and suspect that she might be talking to someone else, I don't think you should be jumping to conclusions. I think you should just give her another chance to tell you what's going on. You guys seem to really be into each other and haven't seen you this happy since we were little. So, I mean, I think this could be a good thing for you. See, this is exactly why it's good that I'm back in town. You need me to tell you these things. Your problem is you worry too much sometimes and you get yourself in a lot of trouble. Well, it's okay, it's natural. It's human instinct. There's nothing wrong with you. I think you are an amazing partner and you treat her very, very well. I'm sure she'll come along. But breaking plates, that is a bit much. I'm just glad you're not hurt. Don't even worry about it. I'll help you clean up. I mean, this is a mess. It's the least that I could do. We're friends, remember? And friends are supposed to be there for each other. Now, come on. Let's pop this baby open. Yeah, you can do this. You're stronger than I am. Perfect. Yeah, I had a feeling something was going on. You were a little drier than usual when we were texting. It's okay. Relationships suck. Sometimes, I mean, there's ups and downs, a lot of stuff that you have to overcome. But you are an amazing person, and